This is The Morning Startup, and here's comedian Tavis Mapleston with his take on Mother's Day.
Look, it's been a tough year. If you're a grown-up, there's a good chance that you haven't even been able to see your mom at all. And if you're a kid, there's a good chance you're like, man, I see this lady 24/7. This is too much. Okay, so Mother's Day, the day we celebrate mothers, hence the name. First off, I just want to give all the kids who are listening some advice to make this Mother's Day the best one your mom has ever had. So here's what you do, kids. This Mother's Day, first thing in the morning, well, okay, maybe not first thing in the morning, maybe around 11:30 in the morning, you run into mom's room, you tell her you love her, and you give her a huge hug and a kiss, maybe even breakfast in bed, and here's the important part. You go away and leave her alone for the rest of the day. I gotta say the same goes for Father's Day. In fact, especially for Father's Day, and maybe even any other day you feel like it too. Okay, kids. but seriously, where would we be without our moms? Nowhere, like literally, right? Like we have this one day a year where we're like, hey, mom, here's some flowers. Oh, and I guess thanks for bringing me into the world. we have to show moms some respect. Okay. They gave us life, and let's face it, they didn't have to. There are ways around it, but they didn't do that. They held on and carried us around for 9 months while we simultaneously ruined their once youthful and shapely figures. And I don't want to hear any of this. I don't want to hear this nonsense about how dads play a part too. I'm a dad. I know what it takes. And believe me, it's not much. Moms are the glue that binds our families together. Mostly with all that incessant nagging. Did you clean your room? Did you wipe your bum? Yeah, mom, I'm 42, okay? I can finally wipe my own bum most of the time. Right? Our first word is mama. Our second more important word is dada, but mama is still first. to quote the Spice Girls, mama, I love you. And to quote Led Zeppelin, hey, hey, mama, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Now that I'm reading that back, I kind of hope it's not about Led's actual mom, because that'd be kind of gross. and I just want to finish off. I wrote a list of best and worst moms, in my opinion. So in no particular order, the best moms, my mom, number one, my mom. Number two, my wife and loving mother of my beautiful son. Mm-hmm. And number three, the mom of whoever owns this radio station for giving birth to them so I could be on the radio. that's pretty cool. And now here's the worst moms. Here's the worst moms, okay, I could think of. Again, in no particular order, Frau Hitler. Think about it. Like, people want to invent time travel just to go back to kill her baby, and she could have easily just done it herself at any time, right? what a real jerk. Number two, Bambi's mom. You know, what kind of mom leaves her baby to fend for itself in the woods? You know, you can't even take one bullet to the heart for your kid. Shame on you. Shame on you, Bambi's mom. And finally, worst moms, Mother Teresa. Okay. Did you know that she didn't even have any kids? She's calling herself mother out there. She doesn't call herself, like, that's pretty low, man. I don't know. That's pretty low. But seriously, everyone, this weekend or whenever it is, give your mom a kiss, tell her you love her, and tell her she's a good mom. That's all they really want. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Have a great one.